In Luke 19 and verse 10, Jesus said, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Obviously, salvation was important to him. When we think about the role of Jesus in salvation, we think about the cross and shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Jesus mentioned that in regard to the celebration of the Lord's Supper in Matthew 26, 26 through 29. "And as you remember me, remember that this blood was shed for the remission of your sins." When you and I find Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, we realize that here's a man that is set upon a vengeful way of life. He is seeking out those serving Jesus Christ. He's seeking them out because he doesn't believe it at all. He doesn't believe this is the Son of God. He doesn't believe the right things of the Lord. But on that road, in Acts 9, we read, the Lord stopped him. As he stopped him, he said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" There are those who teach that he was saved on that road to Damascus. But rather, Jesus, you'll note in that passage in Acts 9, tells him to go into the city, and there he'll be told what he must do. In Acts chapter 22, the story continues, and here's Ananias, the gospel preacher, who comes to him and tells him, "Brother Saul, a fellow Jewish brother, not saved yet," because he says, "Brother Saul, why tarriest thou? Arise, be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Here's his sins being remitted. This is the story of Saul of Tarsus and salvation. What about your belief about it? You can hear this message again, CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com. This is Robert Rawson.